This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. No Victoria, no Jay. Victoria's on her way to Los Angeles, and so is Jay. We're going to have a big old time on Tuesday night at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, the annual Gracie Awards given to women in broadcasting. And it so happens that the ladies who share the microphone at the moment with me, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner, are all excited because most of the reason for the excitement isn't so much for the award. It's the fact that they're going to get together because I think you've actually never met either Victoria or Jay.
No.
Right, Jennifer?
No. Yeah. I've never even met you, sir.
I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah, really. Yeah. Hello.
No, but typically what people don't realize about the show is it's kind of like a modern marvel that we all sit in different places in the country. Forget even in the same room together, and we glue it all together with some bubble gum and string, and we bring the show every day. So I have literally, I mean, Doug, we spend time together. We've known each other. You're like family. We spend holidays together.
Yep.
But I've not met anybody else. So it's funny that you can work with someone for 6 years or however long it's been now and never be in the same room, which will be exciting.
Sometimes that's good.
I know. It's the best marriage, right? The one where you don't have to spend a lot of time together.
Okay, so what's the scoop with these invasive jumping worms that have made their way into California? Scientists say that they are worried about it because they're like rattlesnakes. You can't really handle them. They can jump a foot in the air. They appear pretty gross. Apparently, they're known as Alabama jumpers, Jersey wrigglers, crazy snake worms, but as usual, they've come to us from China. And the Asian jumping worm is something that came over on a ship, must be. So now they're, what have you heard? But this is up in probably more of the growing region of California.
First time I've heard about it, so I had to do a little Googling, but they say it's Napa. Known for its voracious appetite and ability to jump a foot in the air. Scientists are seeing this because they're worried about it because it poses a threat to the ecosystem in the forest, which is where these things are kind of popping up. They call them the crazy snake worm, and I guess they've been spotted quite a bit in California over the last few months. It's native to East Asia, Japan, and Korean Peninsula is most likely where you'll find them. But the worms made their way to North America in landscape plants that have been imported from the region. Initially, these were spotted in Wisconsin and across New England, where you are, in 2013. But the worms have now spread westward into states. And Napa, I guess Napa County, is where they're first discovering them here, I guess, pretty prolifically in July. That's when that started. So they say that if you see them, you're supposed to kill them.
Step
they're
on
active,
them.
Aggressive, right. And have voracious appetites. They jump and thrash when handled.
The Forest Service says they're never satiated. They'll eat. They'll mess up the biodiversity system. They'll attack nurseries, parks, your
hardwood
garden.
Hardwood forests, which is what they're worried about up in Northern California.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. How do these things, you got to wonder, how do these things even develop? Where do they come from in the first place?
Well, they might serve a purpose somewhere else, but here, you know, when you throw something from outside into the ecosystem someplace else, you get real problems.
Remember the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County?
No, I remember the jumping bean from Tijuana, Mexico, but I
leave it to you. Yeah, the jumping bean. The governor, or lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, had a stroke apparently last week.
We talked about this. He was running for Senate on the Democrat ticket. He ended up winning, but he was in the hospital getting a pacemaker when they were counting the votes and announcing him as the winner of the Democrat primary. It's interesting because his wife has really become pretty prominent now because she had to step in and help him out in the last few days of campaigning. He had a stroke last Friday. Well, the Friday before last, which would have put him out of commission through Election Day. So she was there rallying the troops, and he won.
So Speaking of hospital stuff, the number of COVID patients who are in the hospital, there are 1,000 in Massachusetts. I don't know how many there are out here in California. And I've noticed the numbers around the country have gone up. Even though they're not serious, people are still, by larger numbers, going to the hospital. I'm wondering what this does to mask mandates, people who want to, you know, try to... I guess I actually was thinking about that booster, the second booster. I got the first one, but I didn't get the second one. I'm wondering whether I ought to take that or not because of the activities that I'm involved in. And then I thought, build up your immune system. And
look, I'm not a doctor, but the reason
you don't play
that people,
one on the radio.
I don't play one on the radio. But what they are saying, right, is that people who have the booster, who have the shots, are still spreading the virus back and forth. I mean, I think it's now like 40% of those who are hospitalized with the virus all have been vaccinated and boosted. So I don't know if it'll prevent you from getting the virus. You might just have to get it. And I hope that's not the case for you. And I hope it's a light case for you. But, you know.
For you, who's you?
For you, talking about you personally, yeah. I mean, you might just have to get it instead of avoiding, like, get these booster shots, and they just don't seem to be working and keeping up with the strains. You've got people who are, I mean, like I said, people who are hospitalized, now half of them almost have been boosted and have been vaccinated, and they're still spreading the virus. They're still getting sick. So I don't really understand if the point of the vaccine was to keep people from spreading it. Well, that's not really happening.
No, it doesn't seem to be happening. Meanwhile, on another patient front, Medicare patients continue to experience harm during their hospital stays. Now, this has been going on. The complaints have started 10, 12 years ago, and now there are problems. Apparently, 1 million Medicare patients who were discharged from hospitals last year, a total of 258,000 of them experienced an adverse or temporary event that was harmful to them when they were in the hospital. So they, you know, you're supposed to go to the hospital to get help, right? The study suggests or shows Medicare is trying to figure out what they're paying for. And apparently all these Medicare patients, many of them are having problems that go on for longer than a month after they get out of the hospital. Not specific about what the various problems are, but you hear this more and more about the kind of services with the government. We're paying for this stuff. Why are we not getting the quality? Every day there's something else, isn't there? I mean, it's the complex society that we live in.
Everything that's so frustrating.
Yeah, it really is.
And the more government gets involved with it, the more they screw it up, it seems like.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, there's a team of researchers that has found online spider sales are gaining popularity. I saw this in...
Is this the insect segment?
What I were looking at. Well, and when you go to the worm thing... And the next thing that comes up from the Smithsonian is this big spider thing, because people they want to have spiders as pets. Are you nuts?
I know what to get you for your birthday now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
A spider farm. Perfect.
These arachnids that are for sale online, there are 1,200 species, 1,200 species of spiders, scorpions, and other horrible creatures that are in what they call the quote-unquote wildlife trade business. And so what does this mean? You go online and you buy a spider and bring it home and have it as a pet?
Sounds
like it. 67% of the spiders are coming directly from the wild. So people are going out, they're catching these things in a bottle, and they're putting them up on the Internet, and people are buying them.
Can you imagine? That's a terrible job, having to go out scumming around for spiders.
But why would you want to have a spider for a pet?
Some people do. I mean, you have tarantulas. Kids have tarantulas, like big old hairy spiders. I don't know. Not my jam.
Are they poisonous?
Do not want a spider. Don't want a snake. Well, I would imagine the ones for pets probably. I don't know. But you always hear those stories. Like when I was a kid in the 80s, the bad kid would always have a tarantula or something, and then it
right.
would get loose.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people are crazy, man. This place.
I don't understand why people want snakes either. You know, I know the ones that they have are not poisonous or whatever. Give me a break. Hard pass. I run from them, not to them. Oof.
I wish Victoria were here to discuss this. There's a new poll that reveals 7 in 10 adults would rather adopt a pet than have their own children. This
That's
is
pretty
Gen
sad,
Z.
Isn't it?
What's Gen Z? Is that...
Gen Z is like the younger after millennials. So you're looking at people who are in their 20s right now.
81% of millennial pet owners say they love their pet more than most of the members of their family.
Well, that probably says more about their family than the pet.
Yeah, right. You'd think so. Let's see here. Generation X respondent, 76%, said that they would rather have a cat than a dog.
My generation can't rely on Medicare anymore, because all of these people are going to be having kids to regenerate the workforce. The dogs are not going to go out into the workforce and generate Social Security money for me. Come on.
Yeah, but you decided to get a cat instead of a dog. Why'd you get a cat instead of a dog?
Why a cat? Because they don't need as much, and I'm not home enough. I would feel terrible if I had a dog. Dogs need constant care. They can't be left at home alone for 12, 15 hours at a time.
No.
And I just wouldn't feel right about that.
Yeah, but how many people? Well, there are a lot of dog walkers. I know in my neck of the woods, there are at least 4 different dog walkers. They go to the parks, and they have a dozen dogs on leashes, and they bring them around.
That's what I would have to do if I had a dog. Or bring it to my dad's house or something, because he takes his dog into work every day. There'd be maybe something like that. But, yeah, it would be hard. It would be tough. And I just, you know, cats are much more independent creatures. In fact, they like their alone time.
Yeah, they do. They deserve to have a lot of alone time.
Now,
Stranger Things Season 4. What do you know about Stranger Things? They debut this week with a new season. I don't know. We're talking about Strange Things. I just saw this. I wondered about Stranger Things. Do you watch this?
I don't watch it, but I know a lot of people who do, and they love it because it's kind of got that, at least the first season I know, and people were really into it. It was a lot of nostalgia because it was back to the 80s, and a lot of the actors in the show were wondering why there were phones attached to the wall because they had never seen them like that before. You know, in the 80s when you'd have the phone on the kitchen wall and you would answer it that way? I know.
In the 50s, we had phones on the wall. In the 60s, we had phones on the wall. Yeah. So that's the basis of a television show, phones on the wall.
No, but that was like just 80s nostalgia. Yeah.
20, wait a minute, where are we? 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's... my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now, and it's time for us to check the trending stories, Jennifer, that have been prepared by Jay Kirshner, even though she's on her way to L.A. You and I, because we are in L.A., can handle the chore. This is an interesting scenario. Mm-hmm. The author of Sex and the City, a lady named Candace Bushnell, what do you know about her?
She's famous for being, I mean, she's a famous author, and certainly Sex and the City is probably her most famous work, yeah.
So on page 6 today, there is a story about Ms. Bushnell, who's 63, dating a 21-year-old model.
Good for her.
Mr. Big Boy Pants is what he's called.
Got it? The play on Mr. Big?
Yeah, right. Yeah, Mr. Big Boy Pants. So this is Fashion Week. Apparently they were there together, and she's been talking.
Maybe it's her caretaker. She's just pretending to date him.
Anyway, the friends are laughing about it. Apparently,
well, she's also got a 91-year-old
93-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, so she's really running the gamut here of you know, the big May December triangle, right?
What else has she done? She was married to a guy, a New York City ballet producer. So apparently she gets around. Anyway, is that why? Was it her story that really created? Is it her personal story that Sex and the City came out of?
Yeah, it started as a book, actually. So she had been then spun into a television series. It was, she's done a lot of other titles, probably ones that you, I don't know, that women would know. A lot of, you know, chick fiction, basically.
Yes, yeah.
But it's appropriate that the person who wrote Sex and the City would have this kind of weird love triangle with a 91-year-old and a 21-year-old, and her being right smack dab in the center at 63.
And she just got divorced from her husband, apparently. That was She said, I wouldn't date if I was still married.
Yeah. Well, apparently she went on a date with John Corbett, who is Aiden, on the show. I think he's pretty attractive, but he started dating Bo Derek and things. I think they're still together, actually. They live up in Santa Ynez. And she said, you can't compete with Bo Derek, so she decided to drop out of the running.
Well, Bo Derek, I thought those guys had been together for like 10 years.
They've been together a long time. Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know if they were married or not, but they have been together a long, long time.
Yeah. All right. So Mick Jagger, according to another trending item on the social networking sites, has taken homage at the suggestion that he looks a lot like Harry Styles and Harry Styles looks like him, or their careers are on the same sort of trajectory.
I'm sorry. I know this would, you know, this is why Victoria's maybe not here to hear me say this, but yeah. Harry Styles is not at the caliber of Mick Jagger yet.
Maybe someday.
But right now, nah. Harry Styles is no Mick Jagger. But they say because they have this kind of androgynous rocker style that it works. Mick Jagger, when he was asked about the similarities, said that he likes him, that he's met him before. He said, I used to wear a lot more eye makeup than him. He said he was much more androgynous, actually, than Harry Styles is. But he then added, he doesn't have a voice like mine. He doesn't move on stage like me. And I think he's right about that. I mean, look, there can be some, you know, you can draw some correlations between the two of them, but there's really only one Mick Jagger.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you look back in the history of the rockers and who they were influenced by, they'll all tell you that they were influenced by Chuck Berry or Elvis. And then, you know, you wonder, is there anything new in the house, or is it always they're copying from somebody else? The people who copy, it seems, where's the original?
We call
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans plan for a summer vacation, they're being met with astronomical inflation and never-before-seen gas prices. The Biden administration puts the blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Not so fast, says Republican Congressman Michael Waltz from Florida. He was on Fox News and says the blame falls squarely on the White House.
Energy costs and transportation costs are the largest driver of inflation. They were there well in place as soon as he shut down that Keystone pipeline and all of the federal leases and the drilling in Alaska and all gone down the list and told all of the woke companies in Wall Street, don't invest in oil and gas. This isn't Putin, this is Biden.
The baby formula crisis in the United States has been known since February, and finally the first imports of baby formula arrived in the United States over the weekend. More flights from foreign countries are coming to ease the shortage, as domestic production is not ready. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Zach Brown Band founding member John Driscoll Hopkins revealed Friday he's been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hey guys, John Driscoll Hopkins here with Zach Brown Band. I have tough news to share, and my brothers and sister have gathered to support me. Over the past several years, I've noticed some balance issues and some stiffness in my hands. After careful analysis by some of the country's top neurologists, I have been diagnosed with ALS. Because my symptoms have been slow progressing from the start, we believe they will continue to be slow progressing going forward. God willing, I plan to be rocking with these amazing people for many years to come.
At this time, there is no cure for ALS. Over the past week, the Internet's been buzzing over images of what appears to be a doorway cut into a cliff on Mars. NASA's Curiosity rover, which snapped the picture earlier this month, said that while the strange door-like features on Mars provides a fascinating doorway into the ancient past, it's perfectly natural rather than the work of some aliens in hiding. The Curiosity rover found the Mars door on May 7th while imaging mounds known as East Cliffs in the Gale Crater. After further review, the doorway is only 12 inches tall and 16 inches wide, perfect size for a Barbie doll. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Half the hour now on the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn on the DJV program. The other two ladies, Jennifer is holding the fort with me, but Jay and Victoria are on their way literally to California. Speaking of being in California, et cetera, I was looking, you know, watching some of the local news stuff as I'm talking to you, and voting ballot stuff comes up. I see there's a lot of focus on
with our month-long election day.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
They wonder why people don't have faith in the system. Like, we're going to be voting for 12 years. What could go wrong? Oh, good gosh.
I know, right. What's the latest in the Johnny Depp defamation trial with Amber Heard? Was there? I know you guys love talking about that, and I couldn't.
I was trying to catch up a little bit. So with the voting thing, yes, registration times are ending in California. You have to register this week if you want to vote in the election. June 7th is our primary in California. But with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, it seems that they're now going to call Johnny Depp back to the stand, which is interesting, as a witness for Amber Heard. So I don't know what exactly they're going to go at with him. I don't know if this is just, I mean, they're just, the effort
they're
here
calling
is
calling him
each
as
other,
a witness for her?
For her, huh? Even though he's already testified. So I don't know. He released a letter thanking fans for their support. It's just been back and forth, and I think Amber Heard has probably found herself on the short end of the stick, but this is not great for Johnny either. Ellen Barkin, who I had forgotten he was in a romantic relationship with way back in the 80s and 90s, she testified that he threw a bottle across the room when he was angry at friends. But I guess they're just, you know, nobody's going to be satisfied until they bring each other down to the stumps. I mean, it's like crazy. So Johnny Depp is expected.
Bizarro.
Yeah, he's expected to take the stand again, and I guess there's more bombshell testimony. This is the final week, and so we'll see what he has to say, what could be new that both the defense and the prosecution want you to hear. You know, both sides of this are wanting you to hear this, so we'll,
right, I see Gloria Allred is out after Bill Cosby again.
Again, but he's back in court for something that was like 50 years old, these charges.
God love Victoria, Gloria. Joe Biden has gone to Asia. There's a new movement to push the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which has sort of been out of force for the last 4 or 5 years, and now he's over there drumming up support. But apparently the old business about it's great to have a lot of trade has come upon some deaf ears, Jennifer, because of the impact that it's a two-way street. Okay, we're going to trade with you. You buy our goods and services, we'll take yours. Kind of where the Chinese thing started 40-some-odd years ago. And now you look around at and the unions are kind of whipping up this storm. Unions normally support Democrats, but what do they call it? Neoliberalism is I guess, the description that I've seen used for the approach to taking a strong stance. The Chinese impact on our lives is now to the point of being almost unmeasurable. It's so
influential. And in our lifetime, we're probably not going to see
jobs
come back.
No, but I'm just thinking about it was great for the businesses that went over to get all this stuff produced over there, but what did it do to jobs in our country? The union workers that now are bypassed by companies going to China and having to make stuff for nothing.
And even more than that, I mean, just the serious problem is that we're attached now to China. And here's the thing. If there's a military conflict with China and they shut us down, what do you think that's going to do to our pharmaceutical business, now our food supply, chips, electronics, cars? I mean, everything that we make in this country is somehow attached to China in some way. And that is not a good strategy for national security. And I don't know if you saw, but the story that really made headlines and had a lot of people like stunned, apparently even the Secretary of State was sitting in the crowd shaking his head, shifting in his chair, is that at a press conference when Biden was there early on Monday morning, he was asked, we know that I'm paraphrasing, but they said, we understand why the U.S. didn't get involved militarily in Ukraine. Will the U.S. get involved if China invades Taiwan militarily? And Biden said just point blank, yes. He gave a one-word answer, yes. Now, this is a problem because we have always had a vague ideology when it comes to discussing strategy in Taiwan. Of course, we know that the U.S. will help money-wise, right? We fire up the printer, we get those loan documents going, and we help everybody that we can to our own, you know, to our own shame, basically, to our own chagrin. But you don't normally say that we're going in militarily, and so this has caused a firestorm. China has reacted to this, saying that the United States better not consider military conflict with them if they go into Taiwan. Taiwan has come out and said, this is great, great news from the United States today. Meanwhile, you know, what does that do? This is really like playing with a tinderbox here because we are so closely tied to needing everything from China.
Yeah, too much. It's too much. Okay, so here's the story today that flabbergasts me. We each day, you and I and the ladies go through 40-some-odd items of interest during the course of the hours that we're on the air. This one peaked. You can hear in my voice. What happened? What do we do about this? There's a mother in Wisconsin who is telling the story about a sexual harassment complaint against her 13-year-old son, who was accused of harassment for refusing to refer to a non-binary schoolmate with they, them pronouns.
Yeah, that was a big story. Yep.
I don't even understand how this applies, frankly. Am I just an old... This is the suit
well,
that was brought
old.
Last week was against Title IX. It was a kind of like this equal opportunity for women in sports and that kind of stuff. So go
this
ahead.
This stuff boggles me, too. So don't feel like you're just old. I know the ladies, I know Jay and Victoria would probably feel a whole lot different. They feel differently than I do about this. But we're living and dying by pronouns now. You know, everybody wants to now be known as they, them, which grammatically makes my skin crawl.
I've asked this question on the air, though. Why? What is it? What does it prove?
Because the idea is gender is like a social construct. And so they deny the idea of biology. And this is also what boggles my mind.
For what purpose, though?
Because people are being pushed into two categories, and that's not appropriate, loving, or serving us well anymore.
What? He and her?
Male and female.
Male and female?
But
really?
The truth is that we are either biologically male or biologically female. And you can sleep with whoever you want. You can be in relationships with whoever you want. I don't even care. I don't even think that's an issue at this point. But it is an issue when people start to deny biology. And so this kid who chose not to go with the now accepted route in schools,
yeah.
He is going to be charged with sexual harassment. I mean, what, why, I guess I don't understand why it is okay to, there's only one acceptable path to free speech, right? It's only if you're engaging in homogenized thought are you given the pass to participate in free speech. If not, then you're hateful, you're a sexist, you're a racist, and you get labeled. This kid doesn't want to call people they, them, he, she, whatever they identify as. That's on him. You know,
it's
if that
confusing.
Affects his relationships, he can own it. But why in the world would you go after a 13-year-old child for sexual harassment when there was nothing harassing about it?
Unbelievable. Here's
this
the
is
story
what I see, and when we push so far, the people who find themselves in the middle, like you do many times, Doug, I think this
yep.
is what happens when you push things. For instance, the abortion issue is a perfect one. Most people agree that abortion should be done, but most people also agree that abortion should be done early on in the pregnancy. It's
yep.
the people on the far left who push this and say that it can be done at the point of delivering the child or in the 7 days after delivering the child, when that everybody retreats into their corners because it's so extreme. And it's the same thing with the pronoun issue. When you're charging a 13-year-old kid with sexual harassment for not saying they instead of he or he instead of they, you know, you're pushing people into corners. There's no coming together at that
Where
point because
it
all becomes so intense.
Yeah. Here's the story. You'll like the story. Jack Waxel and Sam Ron. They were both together in 1943. They shoveled coal side by side at a forced labor camp in Poland. Since that time, 8 decades, Mr. Waxel wondered what happened to his friend and whether he survived the war or not.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the answer to that question. There was a Holocaust, I suppose. There's a big gala every year in South Florida. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum conducts this. And this year, Ron, who is 97 years old, was the honorary chairman of the event. He delivered a very poignant speech about his experiences and told the story of his relationship with his friend Jack, who he hadn't seen for 80 years. Guess who was in the audience?
That's
Jack.
Amazing. Did he know that they were together?
Sam didn't know he was in the audience, but Jack recognized him, especially when he was telling the story. I mean, looking at the two of them, they certainly, at 97, aren't going to look like they looked when they were 17, 18. It's just a warm, wonderful
That's awesome.
Story
That's
about
a good
survival.
Story.
Yeah. There were 400 people in the audience, and they all, you know, you can imagine, into a huge flood of tears. From something like that. Kelsey Wingert, Colorado Rockies baseball game. Kelsey's reporting on the game. And during the game, the Giants, Austin Slater, hit a foul ball from Rockies pitcher Daniel Baird, ninth inning. Ball went flying into the stands. Ms. Wingert got hit in the head with a 95-mile-an-hour ball.
Yikes.
She spent 5 hours at the local hospital. She had a CAT scan to check for internal bleeding, any kind of skull fractures. She shared the good news. Thank God, she said, I received internal and external stitches. I am now going to stay at my general manager's house for a while. Thank you very much for the prayers. So
wow.
They went inside.
She's lucky, by the way. She is lucky.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What happens? This is, and she's been covering Major League Baseball and basketball and hockey for a long time, and she loves sports. She was a sports person in college. But yeah, this is, you know, I think that the ball's going into the stand. When kids run around and try to catch the balls that go out as foul balls, I think that's very dangerous.
Well, they have the net spread even higher and further now behind home plate. But it is scary. I had a friend, I don't know if I told you this, but I had a friend who took his kids, he had a boy and a girl, to the Dodger game. I think it was the Dodger game. And huge ball comes straight for his daughter's head. And he panics because she's, you know, busy looking around, doesn't see it coming towards her. So he puts his hand up just in the nick of time between the ball and her head. I think the kid was like 4 or 5 at the time. He, doing that, probably saved her, but it broke his finger. That's how hard it hit. His finger was disgusting. His middle finger was like black, and they had to set it. It was broken. So unbelievable. Thank God he was quick thinking, but those things are scary, especially if you're not paying attention.
Absolutely. Okay, pay attention to this, please. This is the result of research. I don't know that I needed to find this out, but I'm going to pass it along to you. The University of Cincinnati, with a bit of promotion on blueberries. The study suggests that a half a cup of blueberries a day keeps dementia away. Anybody?
Don't forget to eat them.
Anybody who eats a half a cup of blueberries a day as a superfood, it'll take care of you. So that's something for you to keep right in mind starting today. 48 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casual.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Money Pit time on Monday here on the DJV program. It's time for Tom Kreidler to fess up to his crimes. All right, questions and answers from people. I'm and Leslie Segretti host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program every weekend on a lot of these same stations, hundreds of stations around the country. They also have great services in terms of podcasts and newsletter. Let's get this listener's question answered, though, first, Tommy.
Okay.
Ken says he's thinking about installing replacement windows, wants to know how these differ from other kinds of new windows. I didn't know there was a replacement window. Is a replacement window is a replacement window, isn't it?
Actually, it's a great question, Doug, because we all typically think of a window being a window, right? But a replacement window is a distinctly different type of window than a new construction window. And if you think about it, if you're building new and you buy a window, it has like a nailing flange usually along the outside edge, and then you have to flash it and get it under the siding. And so with a replacement window, most people will buy replacement windows when they're replacing, like let's say, for example, a double-hung window, old wood double-hung window. And a replacement window is made so it fits inside the wood jams, so to speak, of the old window. So you take out the sliding part that goes up and down, the upper and lower sash, you pull out the molding, and the replacement windows, which are usually vinyl, fit perfectly inside that. So you keep the old sill, and now you have a very energy-efficient window, but you did not have to tear off the siding around the window to install it. So that's the main difference between a replacement window and a what I call a new construction window.
All right, that's very helpful. So she is, he is now, what, is there a brand among these replacement windows that you recommend that you think is better than others?
Well, some of the major manufacturers have their own brand, like Anderson has, I think it's called Renewal by Anderson. Pella has a brand. But you'll also find generic brands sold at the major home centers. I have bought in a few windows. I believe it was through Home Depot, and I think their store brand was called American. And I found them to be completely satisfactory. They've lasted a long time. The seals have not gone bad on the glass. And, you know, the key here with replacement windows, though, is to make sure it's measured correctly because it's all custom made, right? It's custom fit the size of that opening. If you're going to buy a bunch of them, you're going to have a salesman from the company come out and do the measuring for you. And you want that because this way, you know, if it doesn't fit, it's their fault.
Yeah.
You don't want to be measuring, even though they give you instructions. If it doesn't fit, it's going to be your fault. So it's always good to have them do the measuring for you before the water's put in.
All right. Also, the Money Pit podcast offers lots of help, including the most recent one, Building a Butterfly Garden. Here we go. Yeah. This is good. Yeah? How do you do that?
Yeah, we talk about some building a butterfly garden. You know, butterflies, get them out there and do the pollinating for you. Talked about some ideas for some different types of plants that you should maybe select for your butterfly garden. You know, one called the butterfly bush, for example, because butterflies love it. There's a milkweed, which you see growing a lot in meadows, but you could plant that in your garden. There's, you know, some sorts of plants that the butterflies prefer and will help to attract them to your space. What a nice partner to have in your garden as a butterfly.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the different types of species we have around, you know, in my lawn, it's usually the occasional gopher or mole.
The story about these jumping worms that have invaded California from Asia.
They eat everything in sight. I hope they don't go
across the country. Yunga bunga. All right. Also, the Money Pit newsletter. This is something that is perfect for me because I'm doing a lot of painting around the house and the farm. Picking a paintbrush. I always buy the cheapest one because the guys never really take care of them. They never clean them, and they end up getting tossed. Am I right, or should I be doing something differently?
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, I don't know if you've noticed this, but you get a better quality paint finish if you use a better quality brush. If you use a cheap brush, the paint doesn't flow as well. It doesn't end up with as nice a finish. So I always buy good quality brushes. I like the Purdy brushes. I've had some for many years. And as long as you clean them well, you won't have a problem. And I'll give you an easy trick here for cleaning paint brushes. Aside from getting as much paint as you can out of it and, of course, rinsing it, what I do is I soak the brush overnight in Simple Green. And I find that that breaks down any little bit of paint that's left, even oil paint. I've had it break down with 100% Simple Green. Pretty inexpensive stuff, you know, a few dollars a gallon. I'll put it in a can.
I don't buy any of the stuff I do on my house is all oil-based paint. I don't use water-based paint. And so that happens. Maybe the business about the brushes happens because of that, but that's very interesting. Yeah. Turpentine, I don't know that it's so great for anything anymore.
Well, you get as much paint as you can, use some paper towels, get as much out, you know, soak it a little bit of turpentine. But I like the idea when it's all rinsed and ready, and you think it's ready to go, I drop it in Simple Green overnight, and that definitely seals it up.
There you go. The Money Pit, represented by Tom.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.